John Sweet Aquarius, Weekly Aquarius, Funny Aquarius, I don't want you only called Johnny Waxman Aquarius. Johnny Waxman Aquarius' version of astrology is my opinion of astrology. Now, some people disagree with me, and that's just exactly like doctors. If you went to a doctor many years ago and somebody was dying of cancer, their doctor would say, you've got 2 weeks left to live. Oh, 2 weeks left to live. Oh, shit. I've got 2 weeks left to live. I want a second opinion. You go to another professional, he might say, well, you got a month left to live. All right, I want another opinion. You got 3 months left to live. If you take this medication, you'll have 6 months left to live. If you do this, you'll have 2 years left to live. You go for a second opinion, right? However much, however bad doom and gloom it seems, you always go to a different opinion. That's one of the reasons why the beauty of the internet, the astrology websites of the world, is that many astrology websites are saying to all Aquarians, you're fucked. You're fucked, right? You're absolutely fucked. And the reason why they're saying you're fucked is because Pluto sitting in Aquarius is a major and very intense transformative process. It's informing you that if you don't change your ways, if you don't behave differently, then you're going to die. Ooh, because Pluto, after all, some people believe is the planet of death and misery and pain and suffering. No, it's not. You got to change, but it's not the planet. I'll talk about it in a second. Then they talk about the Taurus energy. Sun in Taurus, Jupiter in Taurus, Uranus in Taurus. Again, it's a squared energy to the Aquarius energy, so you feel fucked as well. So if you listen to other astrologers, their opinion, they're saying the whole month now, you're fucked. Whatever you do, you can't do anything right. You're absolutely fucked. It's all doom and gloom. That's all bullshit. Johnny Waxman says that is total 100% bullshit. And all those other astrologers, they're all stupid. As far as I'm concerned, they're all stupid. So now let's talk about Pluto in Aquarius. Ever since the 21st of January, Pluto arriving in your star sign demands you look at your life truthfully and you make a decision. You see very truthfully what works and what isn't working. Now, when something isn't working, it means it's got to get fixed. Go to car mechanic. Car mechanic says, oh, I've got a problem with your battery. You've got a problem. Get rid of the battery, get a new battery, put a new starter motor in it, put a new tire in it, you go to a dentist, you got a toothache. Oh, toothache, right? Go to the dentist says, right, we're going to have to put a filling in there. We'll have to fix it. Dentist will never say you're doomed, you're fucked. The dentist will say, we've got to fix it. It might hurt a little bit, you've got to fix it. A car mechanic will never say, all right, scrap it. Let's torch the automobile. Let's send it to the scrap metal yard. No, so fix it. Fix it. That's what Pluto in Aquarius, fix it. Now, for those of you who have had a dramatic change, and I emphasize the word dramatic change, you have financially been enticed or forced or encouraged to sell your liabilities. If you had a home that was couldn't afford to keep it going, you were forced to sell it and cash it in and put the money in the bank. And now you're in the zone of putting that money in the bank. For those of you who have been juggling your finances, now your finances are going to get sorted because you're determined, I've got to sort my finances out, and you've got luck on your side to sort it out. So Pluto in Aquarius it shows you a dead end. It shows you that something's just not worked out. And now it's got to work out. You have the energy on your side, but you've got to focus on it. You've got to really, 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 really want it. And when you really, really, really want something, then you achieve it. The other opinion, Johnny Waxman's opinion, of course, and Noam Elimelech's opinion, the way I've described astrology, is that as an Aquarian, you were conceived. The miracle that your parents had when they found out they were pregnant with you, you were conceived as a Taurus. And for those of you who look back in your calendar, look back in your diary, every year the Taurus energies makes miracles for you. It is the miracle of life itself. You, the fact that you're alive today, you were born, was that you were conceived. The fact that your birth chart is Aquarius, but you were conceived as a Taurus. That's how I understand astrology. And therefore, this is the month where every year, when it is pure and good and energized, especially with the Jupiter in Taurus, now with the Sun in Taurus, this is your time for a miracle. A breakthrough and a miracle. Money in the bank, love in your life, healing, mending, fixing, and things just go supersonically very quickly for all Aquarians this month. But the reason why it's going to go quickly is because your heart really wants it. That's what we call moon astrology. The full moon has spoken to you. You really, really, really want it. You see, you can only really achieve anything in life when you really want it. If you don't want it, if you're half-hearted about it, you're not going to achieve jack shit. But when you really, really, really want something, that's when you really get it. Moon astrology defines for everybody. Moon, full moon in Scorpio, full moon on the 24th of April defines whatever your heart wants, your heart and mind, body and soul can achieve. But the reason why you're given the urge inside you to want something is because God wants you to want it. You know, I talk about people going to church and going to synagogue to pray. Those type of people that go to pray and in synagogue, they treat God like a donkey. I've said it. They do. They go. God, do this for me. God, do that for me. God, make this happen. God, make that happen. God, make this. God, do that. God, do this. God, do that. God, do that. God, just you're treating God like a donkey. God is not your slave. The way that you deal with God, or the way that you're supposed to deal with God, is just simply saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you've given me the gift of life. That's how you start your prayers, is thank you. You don't even ask for anything. According to the name of the Melech, you're not supposed to ask for anything at all. You're not supposed to beg or not supposed to ask anything from God whatsoever. The divine energy inside us, around us, hovering around us, wherever God is, invisible energy. There's only one thing that we're supposed to do with the God energy, and that is say thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You see, people who are not appreciating life, they're not going to get connected. They're not spiritual. They're not going to ever find God. God ain't going to listen to his presence. If I was God, I wouldn't listen to people like that. People who don't appreciate what you do for them, you don't listen to them anymore. You don't. You divorce them. You get rid of them. Appreciate the gift of life. Appreciating is thanks and gratitude. When people love life, life loves them back. When you give thanks to life itself, you're smiling and love life, then life will love you back. It'll find ways to love you back. And that's the message now for all Aquarians this week. Do yourselves a favor and say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for what's happening, about to happen to you, for you, and because of you this week ahead.